President Bush says federal law enforcement and spy agencies are changing to meet the new demands of the war on terrorism, saying better intelligence is needed to meet the terrorist threat. There are accusations the FBI and CIA mishandled information prior to the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Criticism of the FBI and CIA has grown louder in recent weeks, and a congressional investigation is about to begin. There are concerns the two agencies ignored warning signs and did not coordinate information in the months leading up to the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. President Bush acknowledges they could have done better, but says they are changing the way they do business in response to the terrorist threat.
So when you read about the FBI, I want you to know that the FBI is changing its culture. The FBI prior to September the 11th was running down white-collar criminals, and that's good. Was worrying about spies, that's good. But now they've got a more important task, and that is to prevent further attack.
The president endorsed the FBI reorganization recently announced by agency director Robert Mueller, and he stressed that since September 11th, the FBI has done a better job of coordinating information with the CIA. Speaking before a crowd of 2,000 in Little Rock, Arkansas, Mr. Bush said it is part of an all-out effort to promote coordination at all government levels to deal with the terrorist threat.
My point to you is that whether it be at your airports or on the border or with law enforcement, the whole mission of the federal government, working in conjunction with the state and local governments, is to protect the American people.
Earlier, White House spokesman Scott McClellan was asked about new reports that the CIA had vital information about two of the September 11th hijackers prior to the terrorist attacks, which was never shared with the FBI. Mr. McClellan said the White House is focusing on reforming those two agencies and noted their performance is being investigated by the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. Those committees open joint hearings on Tuesday. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, the White House.